This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in three, two, one.
The crux of both bills would be to amend the Clean Water Act to remove the word navigable waters and replace that with waters of the U.S.
Cut two, coming in three, two, one.
That restricted EPA's broad interpretation of the term navigable waters. And the Supreme Court basically knocked EPA back and said, you're taking too broad of an interpretation. You're including too many waters as being navigable, and you can't do this. And then, of course, a lot of the environmentalists say, look at all these wetlands and other water bodies then that aren't being protected, irregardless of the fact that every state has its own jurisdiction to protect intrastate waters.
Cut three, coming in three, two, one.
The opponents of this bill say that this goes far beyond just reestablishing the original intent of the Clean Water Act, but actually greatly expands the jurisdiction of it by removing the word navigable waters. And our concern, of course, is not only the expanded jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act, but then how does this interface with the recent Sixth Circuit decision where certain pesticide applications are coming under the requirement for a Clean Water Act permit, and how would the expansion of federal waters then affect that permitting system?